You're listening to Faith Talk 1360's The Total Experience with Scott Wallace. The Total Experience takes you through a life of prayer, a life with God, and a life with community. Join Scott Wallace as he talks to community and ministry leaders around the valley and all over the world to bring you The Total Experience. Now, here's Scott Wallace.
Well, the key to truly experiencing God is simply getting to know Him. When we invest our time and ourselves in having a personal relationship with the Lord, we know and experience Him just as He knows us. Our hearts are changed. We leave sin behind and instead embrace Him, His will, and His ways. It's because of our Savior Jesus Christ and His love and sacrifice for us that we can fully live, living the total experience. Now, what is the total experience? It's simply when we are intentionally living our life fully immersed in God's love. We're glorifying Christ in every area of our lives. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, hi, Faith Talk 1360 friends. I'm Scott Wallace, your local ministry director here at KPXQ Radio, and I am so blessed to be with you again today for this episode of The Total Experience. Now, my special guest today on the show is Coach Joe Charles. Joe is the executive director of the Arizona Justice Center. The Arizona Justice Center is a faith-based ministry providing legal assistance, social services, and life coaching. Their mission is to transform the lives of challenged members of our community through hands-on help, hope, and encouragement. They assist those facing insecurities such as food shortages, housing instability, and legal issues. Coach Joe and his wonderful wife Rhonda will join us shortly. You're going to want to take down their contact information for yourself or anyone you know who is suffering and needs assistance. Well, how can we know Jesus in a personal way? Well, tune in each Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. and 11 a.m. for Somebody Loves You with Pastor Raul Reese and learn how to grow closer to Him. The Somebody Loves You program is designed to equip listeners with the necessary tools to live out their faith. Somebody Loves You features Raul Reese's humorous, for sure, sensible, and relatable teaching of God's Word. So don't forget to tune in each Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. and 11 a.m. here on Faith Talk 1360 for Somebody Loves You with Pastor Raul Reese. Now, Pastor Reese, he is the senior pastor at Calvary Chapel Golden Springs in California, and he'll be our special guest speaker at our upcoming Pastor's Appreciation Luncheon, and that's going to be in September. But I'll be sharing more information on that event in future shows. Well, let's get down to it. I've been so excited to have you guys here today. By experiencing just a couple of life's adversities and setbacks, literally anyone can become homeless. My guest, Coach Joe Charles, and his wife, Rhonda, founded the Arizona Justice Center over 10 years ago to help those in need, homeless, or just short on resources. They offer mail collection services, free legal consultations, individual and family counseling, navigating shelter and employment, utility and rent assistance, and so very much more. It's my pleasure to introduce Coach Joe Charles. Welcome to The Total Experience, Joe. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me here.
Rhonda, thank you so much for being here and keeping Joe under control. And we're so happy to have you here today. Well, let's just jump in, you guys. Could you please tell us a little bit about yourself, Joe, and how you came to create the Arizona Justice Center?
Well, I was practicing law for a number of years, and I learned statistically that 4 out of 5 people in any church have a legal problem for which they don't seek legal help. And it's gotten so complex, so difficult. That's 4 out of 5. Mm. That was my research. So I went to 3 different churches here in the Valley, African-American, the Baptist church, and then a Chinese church. And the statistics were just flooring that was happening. Gosh. My friend Steve Kice, which is on your 960 radio station,
absolutely,
2 o'clock Saturdays, had been doing a lot of legal aid work. I hadn't. He had a small office in Glendale, so we opened it to do free legal counseling 2 mornings a week, and he gave it to me to use. And so from that we built, and my wife Rhonda said, well, we could do more. And the homeless was just starting at that time. This is about 2009, 2010. And so she started collecting mail in a shoebox. And that has grown to where now we get, and we just try to West Valley area, Glendale area, we get 1,000 pieces of mail a month, and then do the other services that you mentioned earlier. Besides, there's three other lawyers that help with the pro bono legal clinics on Mondays and Wednesday mornings that we're still doing.
And
we can go to court on certain matters that we can provide lawyers for people too.
Sure, within their realms, definitely. And, you know, when you say that about the mail collection, people don't realize how crucial that is. You know, some of these folks, they can't afford a P.O. box, and they've got to somehow get these documents they need just to be, you know, keeping things going, you know.
Well, maybe, Rhonda, you could speak to that, because we're doing that right now, in fact.
Well, that's one of the things, is that you can't have, you know, Social Security benefits, food stamps, anything like that. If you don't have a physical address, a mailing address, you're not even able to apply to be able to receive the benefits. So it is crucial for those individuals to have that. And it gives them a sense of dignity, too, that they have something, they know where they can go, they can come and get their mail, and again, so much more.
Oh, that is awesome. That is awesome. Well, I want to give the contact information real quick. Listeners, you can learn more about the Arizona Justice Center by visiting azjusticecenter.org. Once again, that's azjusticecenter.org, or by calling 623-847-2772. That's 623-847-2772. Well, gosh, you know, Joe, what are the most common concerns and needs of those who come to AZJC seeking services?
Well, over the 10 years, statistically, it's been pretty consistent, both in Arizona and nationally, that about a third of the people on the street are addicts. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, almost anybody on the street has been traumatized.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A woman on the street most likely has been raped multiple times. Mm-hmm. So you see the families on the street. Yeah, they're in drugs. The drugs are so cheap now. Fentanyl, methamphetamines, so cheap that, and they use, the dealers are taking the drugs to the people, and they give them to them, and then they get hooked into them. So most of the people on the street have some money coming in, whether it be SSI benefits or whatever, they have some money. So it's used, and then mental health. About a third of the people are mental health. So, and Arizona is not at the top for helping with the mental health problem. Mm-hmm. So mental health is a huge indicator, and with the people, they don't have a door to shut or a roof over their heads. So they're living on the street. So mental health issues are key on almost all people as well, but some are obviously more severe. And then lastly, it's just circumstances of life. Mm-hmm. Rents have gone up to $2,000 a month. You have to make three times what the rental income is, even for apartment assistance in a lot of the apartment.
Absolutely.
So we have some affordable housing, but not much. So navigating that is a crisis. So we have, I think, and going in, one of the best navigators, Robin, who's been with us over the 10 years. He was on the streets 26 years.
Wow.
He's been with us now over 12. He's been clean and sober 16.
Amen.
So he knows the sober living places. He knows the housing market. He knows. So we partner with Phoenix Rescue Mission, UMOM, CAS, you name it. We've partnered with a number of them in a number of different ways. So we kind of build up the relationships also with the social. I think, Rhonda, you could speak with the Mercy Center and other locations like that that we work with.
Yeah, well, there's multiple, and, you know, how we kind of view things is that it takes a village. Mm. Just like it takes a village to raise your children, it takes a village to do this work. One person, one organization can't do it on their own. You need to be able to collaborate and work with multiple organizations, because one program does not fit all.
No, and the person has various needs. And like you say, it can't be a cookie cutter thing, because
exactly.
In order to truly help that person back to restoration and productivity, it has to be tailored to them.
Right. Yeah. And that's the key, is getting to know them, building that trust, having that relationship with them, and understanding, hearing their story, not telling them what they need to do, but listening to where they've been, what's going on, and being able to connect with them so that you can then connect them to the correct resources.
Wow, what you just shared is so powerful, because and I'm not going to name any names, but there are so many organizations where they don't really take any time at all to find out the backstory. They just have this, here's how, what we do to help people, and take it or leave it, you know, and it's so deeper than that, you know.
Yes.
What we found, Scott, and I find it also in the churches, they're all isolated.
Mm-hmm.
So they have their, what they do, the social service groups, same way, isolated. So what Rhonda started about maybe 8 years ago is every month we have a community luncheon, and we bring community leaders in from the social service, from the city government of Glendale, Surprise, our cities out there. I can tell you Avondale is just doing such a great work out in the city of Avondale.
Excellent.
So phenomenal. But anyway, we bring them in once a month. She gets a speaker to come in for the luncheon, and they connect. What they'll have is an hour luncheon, and it's exciting to me because they stay another half hour or longer connecting with each other. They heard somebody do this or somebody do that. So that's then. And then another thing that John Wiss, who is on our board, we have a Larry Yancey, we have a fantastic board of business people over the 10 years been with us. They started breakfasts. So we were doing downtown Phoenix at Encounter Park. You grew up in town.
Sure,
here.
Absolutely.
So that civic center that they have down there, we built in the breakfasts with them there, and quarterly. So
uh-huh.
We had Representative Patterson there. We had Senator Miranda there. And then we had also key speakers would come in and have programs there. City of Phoenix is just doing a phenomenal job. And I meant to bring the lady's name that's heading that up through the mayor's office there. But they're doing – so she was a speaker. So they just connect. They get to with each other and connect with each other. So it's just exciting to see them when they get to know that we're all trying to work together to end this problem.
That's what it is. And just as you were telling me before, you know, we went on air, it's not a competition of different organizations or, you know, oh, we can serve that person. They all are truly all working together, you know, to solve these issues for individuals with an individual plan.
Right.
That's
great.
And
as Rhonda said, the plan has to be kind of tailor-made for them because
yeah.
they have mental health or the addictions or the affairs of life. Sometimes it's just a plane ticket. We got a plane ticket for a fella that his truck got taken here.
Huh.
He had no money to get home to Seattle. He was already on the street a month. And we were able to get a plane. But that's the key then is early detection.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we've learned, early detection. So what Rhonda was doing in our next, now that we've been established for 10 years, what we want to build up is a culture of good Samaritans.
Mm-hmm.
The good Samaritans. Now, what's a good Samaritan? Well, what did Jesus teach us? It was somebody that healed up somebody that normally nobody would touch.
Exactly.
And so our goal is to train up people that are sitting in the pews now
mm-hmm.
that want to help. They're not aware of what the problems are. That's another situation, Scott. It's indifferent. It's indifference. Indifference. People don't see it unless you're on I-17.
Right, exactly.
Or on Camelback in the area. So when you see that, say, well, what's going on? This is America.
Right. When you're driving over by Scottsdale Fashion Square, you're not going to see too many
no.
homeless, you know.
So the people at those congregations, they want to help, but
right.
they're not aware of the problem. They're indifferent to it. So if the church leadership, if the pastors could know, we don't want their money. We don't want to do anything other than let their people know that they could join. Like it would, our idea is like the AA,
mm-hmm.
that a homeless person would have a sponsor or coach mm-hmm. for 1 year. And help them navigate to get out of homelessness, whether it be getting food stamps, whether it be getting a housing, whether it be getting – and then we would support that, meaning they could come and say, okay, this problem is mental illness. So we get the right people to help with the mental illness. So they're helping that person get off the street. So the churches, if we could unite and get that body of Christ
mm-hmm.
together to say we're going to build an army of volunteers to help the homeless. If we could start that in Glendale and then move it to Maryvale – and the Sunny Slope, and all the different communities. We'd have half a dozen communities in Phoenix. Early detection of those on the street to get them off the street and back in society. That's the next step, next goal.
Absolutely. And, you know, as you were sharing that, and I'm going to ask you if you wouldn't mind, you talked about a couple individuals. Could you tell us about a couple of success stories?
Well, one I was thinking of is Mario. Mario was behind the – he was on Glendale Avenue behind one of the supermarkets there, a little market there. That's where he lived, in the alley. He would hit all the little bars around there and get drunk every night. But he would come into our center to get his mail.
Uh-huh.
Robin took a liking to him and helped him and tried to see, Mario, what do we need to do? About 2 weeks, he hadn't seen Mario. So we go – Robin goes looking for him and finds him passed out, and he'd been passed out for several days.
Oh.
He couldn't wake him up.
Yeah.
Goes back, gets a couple of the fellas from the office. They get load him in Robin's van, take him to Banner Hospital. Banner comes out to see Robin an hour or so later. He said, how long has this guy been like this? And Robin said, well, we don't know. He says, he's got maggots.
Oh, my gosh.
So the hospital took him in. We got Mario, then got Mario into rehab, and Mario came into the office about a month or two later maybe, and was congratulates everybody for saving his life.
Oh, man.
Now, see, if we had a Good Samaritan, we could assign Mario to that Good Samaritan,
mm-hmm.
and then that Samaritan would help him to navigate out of his addiction and help him. He doesn't change, but we would try to help him so he doesn't end up in that same condition again.
Exactly.
So that's the type of thing we're hoping to try to do.
I read some statistics a while back that, and I can't remember the exact number, but so many people do end up back homeless. You know, they have maybe not had enough foundation, enough support to keep it going, and they end up back there again, you know, and that's just got to be the worst feeling.
Absolutely. And we've had some people go into the housing, and they have ended up one fellow in particular, Rob, was telling me he wouldn't stay in his apartment at night because he found he couldn't sleep. He had to sleep out on the lawn chair to see the stars at night.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got to help change their mindset. And that's what the Lord can do. Christ can do that.
Amen.
But that's the bottom line, is bringing them to Jesus, as we know.
Oh, and that is the bottom line. I mean, that's what I love about you guys. That is what you're really doing. You are out spreading the gospel, doing the Great Commission, you know.
That's right.
Hands on. What I was wondering was we were talking – what are some of the biggest challenges you face? And I mean, including like limited resources and the need for finances and such.
Well, there's no one. We have no paid staff.
Okay.
So we don't, no one takes a salary at ours. We do help with Robin for his gasoline and his insurance for his, because he goes out. He'll go out to Gilbert, pick up people and do stuff. So he's all over the valley.
But that doesn't mean that we don't need financial
right.
help, you know, because it does cost to keep the utilities on, where we bring people back to that brick and mortar to be able to process their SNAP applications or to find housing or to search for jobs or whatever. You know, we need those expenses and everything. So, you know, we've been very fortunate where we've had family, friends, and just word of mouth be able to donate to our cause. We don't have any government funding. It's all been private donations coming in and everything, but it's mainly that key volunteer staff that has come on board, and they have a heart to want to help and, you know, to strive. But we need more volunteers. Like Joe was saying, we need more Good Samaritans advocates.
Good Samaritans that they would regularly just work out of their home mm-hmm. and be in contact for 1 year with somebody.
Yeah.
But talking about the next pillar we have, I mentioned several times early detection. We've met with the chief of police of all the major cities in the West Valley. They would love if we had a drop-off center that the police could take someone and drop them off versus taking them down to the Horseshoe downtown. Once they go down the Horseshoe downtown, the officer has two or three or four hours invested down there.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal is there are a couple houses right by what they call Murphy Park. They're on 59th Avenue and Bethany. That's a big area that the homeless come to. If we could pick one of those houses, and we're looking at about $300,000, mm-hmm. which we don't have, but that's with the Lord's help, we'll get that.
Sure.
So if we had one of those houses, the officers could be able to drop somebody else there. We would have a full assessment done for 3 or 4 days.
Oh, fantastic.
Find out what their needs are, and then get them into the mental health, get them into what addiction, get them into one of the programs that are there. Frankly, the homeless are invisible.
Mm-hmm.
They hide. they, with all this stuff going on in the news and the police and this and that, they're hiding. We need to detect them early on and get them into services. So that, you talk about the money needs, that would be it. And then to put them with a good Samaritan to help them navigate that process, whatever it may be, to help change. And then, of course, introduce them to Jesus. That's why churches are so important. If we could, there's a Vineyard. There's Pure Heart in the West Valley. Mm-hmm. There's Vineyard up in Litchfield. They're doing phenomenal work for the homeless right now, individually. And that's why we'd like to bring them together in some way with their people helping also with this Good Samaritan idea.
Oh, you know what? I have heard other organizations that are helping the homeless, and they are saying that they need more partners like that. So I love what you're doing. You are creating a network for individualized care. You know, it's kind of like the healthcare system. There's a specialist you see for ear, nose, and throat, somebody, you know, for orthopedics. And so you guys are pulling together all the partners where you'll be able to really offer individualized, I'll say, treatments, you know. And it really what it is learning to live a new way of life and just continuing on with that with discipline and that support.
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, trauma is huge with the homeless person.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, real quick, I want to just mention who your partners are once again. So your partners include Phoenix Rescue Mission, the Dream Center, A New Life, Maryvale Church of the Nazarene, and many, many more. Now, a list of these compassionate partners can be found on your site, azjusticecenter.org, azjusticecenter.org. Well, why should the body of Christ be involved in this endeavor to help this challenged community, and how can the body of Christ come alongside your community?
The church knows Matthew 25, and that the day for the Christians to be judged, the Lord's going to separate the sheep from the goats.
Yes.
And what's he going to say to the goats, I never knew you, the sheep, you clothed me. You fed me, you visited me in jail, you helped me when I was sick. That, and they say, when did they do that? When did they do that? And they say, you did it to the least of them, you
did
it
for me. That's right.
So this is the opportunity that Rhonda has opened up our doors for prayer, for transformation of lives, so people can be one-on-one with one person for 1 year and say, hey, I want to make a difference. When I see the Lord, I want to say that... well done. Well done. I want to hear well done.
That's what I'm wanting to hear, too. There's no doubt about it. Those are the sweetest words in the world and beyond. Hey, well, real quick, I know our Faith Talk family would love to get involved and be of service. Please call 623-847-2772. That's 623-847-2772. You can also email them at info@azjusticecenter.org. Once again, info@azjusticecenter.org. Well, gosh, we are running out of time. It's just going so fast.
Scott, I want to interrupt you. I want to get my phone number because we're making a move in Glendale. And I answer hopefully 24/7 at 602-377-9013. 602-377-9013. 7 days a week, 24 hours. Anyone can call that has a question or need.
That's fantastic. They got the hotline right to you, Joe. Absolutely. Well, I am just so grateful for the work that you are all doing and want to provide contact information one more time. If you would like to step up and donate or volunteer, please visit azjusticecenter.org and you can call 623-847-2772. And, well, I just want to thank you both so much for being here with us today on The Total Experience and sharing about the Arizona Justice Center. It's a fascinating organization. I spent quite a bit of time over the weekend just perusing the site. Well, please reach out to Coach Joe and his lovely wife, Rhonda, and they'll be so happy to talk with you, learn more about you, and help you. A big quick shout-out to our awesome producer, Jeremy. Thank you so much, Jeremy.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Well, I just want to thank you for spending time with us today on The Total Experience. I'm Scott Wallace, and you can catch us here every Wednesday and Friday at 5 p.m. on Faith Talk 1360. Want to say to you, God bless you today. God bless wherever your heart is at today. May He just expound that. And know that we love you. Take care and see you soon.